Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our discussion is about Imam Hussein. And today's talk is about Amr al-Ma'ruf wa Nahy an al-Munkar in that great movement. First, let's study these institutions in the Holy Quran and the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. The Holy Quran says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. There should be a group of people from amongst you who invite people to noble ideals and to good things and enjoin people to good and ma'ruf and forbid them from doing wrong things. In another verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You are the best amongst all nations, and that's because you enjoin people to do good and you forbid them from wrongdoing. In an advice from Luqman to his son, he says, Ya Bunayya, Aqim al-Salat wa'amur bil-ma'roof wa'anha anil munkar. O my dear son, establish the prayer and enjoin people to good and forbid from bad. In many of the verses of the Holy Quran, enjoining people to the truth and to be patient and forbidding them from wrongdoing, these have been mentioned. وَالْعَصْرُ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرُ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. In the sayings of the noble household of the Prophet Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, we have more than 700 traditions mentioned in just one book, that is Wasa'il al-Shia, that A'imma and the members of the family of the Prophet, they enjoin people to good things. Just for one example, I quote Imam Baqir alayhi salam, who said, Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahy an al-Munkar is the way of the righteous people under which all the laws and rituals of Islam are practiced, roads are secured, business becomes legal, justice is performed, and land develops.
Imam said, What land is this? It was said, Karbala. Imam said,
انزلوا ها هنا والله محط ركابنا وسفك دمائنا ها هنا والله محط قبورنا وها هنا والله سبي حريمنا بهذا حدثني جدي.
Get down, because this is the place for our camping and for the flowing of our blood. This is the land of our burial. By Allah, this is the place where our womenfolk will be taken captives, and my grandfather has given this news. All came down, or also descended aside along with his army. Hussein alayhi salam sat to sharpen his sword and said, Woe unto you, O world! What a bad friend you are! And how much was for you every night and every morn? How many of your seekers have been killed? But it is this world which does not show contentment. Verily, every affair is with the Lord, and every living one has a path before him. How here is the promised time for moving towards Allah's paradise. The narrator says, Zainab, daughter of Fatima alayhim as-salam, heard these words and exclaimed, O my brother, these are the words of one who is certain about his death. Hussein alayhi salam said, Yes, my sister. Zainab said, Woe unto me. Hussein alayhi salam gives me news of his own death. It is said that the women wept and beat their faces. Umm Kulthum cried out, Woe Muhammad. Hussein alayhi salam consoled his sister and said, My sister, be at rest by relying on Allah, as the residents of the sky do die, and the residents of the earth also do not remain in their place, and all will die except Allah. Then he said, O my sister Umm Kulthum, and you Zainab, and you O Ruqayyah, and you Fatima, and you Rubab, look, do not rend your collar, do not scratch your face, and do not utter unjust words after my martyrdom. As per another narration, when Zainab heard the couplets, she was alone in her place without any lady besides her. Barefooted, with her clothes sweeping the ground, she reached her brother and said, Woe unto me! Would that death liberate me from this life? It seems as if today I have lost my mother Fatima Zahra, my father Ali al-Murtada, and my brother Hassan al-Mujtaba. O you, the successor of the deceased, and the shelter of the survivors! Hussein alayhi salam threw a glance at his sister and said, O my sister, do not lose patience. She replied, May my father and mother be sacrificed for you, and so may I be sacrificed for you. Are you to attain martyrdom soon? However, she swallowed choking words. Her holy eyes became tearful. Then he said, Alas, if the bird named Behta is left in repose during night, it would go to sleep. She said, Ah, do you throw yourself in wrath? Are you injuring my heart still further? It is more unpleasant to me. Then she rent her collar and fainted. Imam alayhi salam got up, poured water on her face until she regained conscious. Then he assured her and reminded her of death of her father and grandfather. Peace be upon them all. One of the probable motives which caused Hussein alayhi salam to take his family members and womenfolk with him was that if Imam alayhi salam had left his family in Hijaz or in any other city, Yazid the Cursed would have come to know about it. He would have sent someone to arrest them and would have made them helpless and would have behaved very harshly with them. And this could have prevented Hussein alayhi salam from jihad and martyrdom. It was likely that for taking care of his family and womenfolk, he might have missed attaining lofty martyrdom.
Now, the importance of Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahy an al-Munkar in Islam. As we mentioned, all other rituals of Islam are performed when we observe two institutions of Islam. There is a saying from Imam Ali alayhi salam who said, All other good things, even jihad and struggle and fight in the path of Allah, compared with Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahy an al-Munkar, is like a drop compared with the sea. That's because, as I mentioned, all the other rituals depend on Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahy al-Munkar. Jihad, which is the war against an outside enemy, can be done when we have a secure society in which people have that aspiration and that spirit to defend the Islamic land and the Islamic ideology. In the saying of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, these two are the two creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whoever honors them and protects them, he will be honored and protected himself, and whoever lets them down will be humiliated. Now, let's study the effects of Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahy al-Munkar in the life of individuals. According to Imam Ali, abandoning Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahy al-Munkar will make the hearts upside down and makes also man partner in the crimes and sins that a criminal and sinner commits. And that person who abandons Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahy al-Munkar will be deprived from high positions near his Lord on the Day of Judgment. Concerning the social effects of abandoning Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahy al-Munkar, we know that that will help to the spread of crime and sin in the society, and society, of course, will be harmed and will be affected. According to the Holy Quran, abandoning Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahy al-Munkar will take away from us the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا. When sin is committed in this society, of course, the cities and villages and countries and societies are subject to destructions. Because مَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Whatever trouble and agony we receive is because of what we have committed. Therefore, we have to make sure that Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahy al-Munkar is observed in the society and people practice them.
The narrator says, Ibn Ziyad called his companions for fighting against Hussein alayhi salam, and they responded. Though he held them in a low esteem, they carried out his order. He offered Umar ibn Sa'd the command of the army, which he accepted blindly. Umar ibn Sa'd left Kufa with 4,000 mounted soldiers for battle against the Imam. Ibn Ziyad sent many army groups for him, till their number totaled 20,000 on the night of 6th of Muharram. Ibn Sa'd cornered Hussein alayhi salam, putting him in an extremely difficult situation. He cut off water supply from he and his companions and made them all suffer a terrible thirst. Then Imam alayhi salam got up, reclined over his sword, and proclaimed in a loud voice, I administer an oath on you. Do you know me? They said, yes, you are the child of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and his heir. Hussein said,
أنشدكم الله هل تعلمون أن جدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
I administered the oath of Allah. Tell me, do you know that the Prophet of Allah is my grandfather? They replied, by Allah, yes. He then asked,
أنشدكم الله هل تعلمون أن أمي فاطمة ابنة محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
I administered the oath of Allah to you. Do you know that my mother Fatima is the daughter of Muhammad? They said, yes. He said,
أنشدكم الله هل تعلمون أن أبي علي بن أبي طالب عليه السلام.
I administer the oath of Allah to you. Do you know that my father is Ali ibn Abi Talib? They replied, By Allah, yes. He said,
أنشدكم الله هل تعلمون أن جدتي خديجة بنت خويلد أول نساء هذه الأمة إسلاما.
I administer the oath of Allah to you. Do you know that my grandmother is Khadija, daughter of Khuwaylid, the first Muslim lady of the Ummah? They said, yes. He said,
أنشدكم الله هل تعلمون أن حمزة سيد الشهداء عم أبي.
I administer the oath of Allah to you. Do you know that Hamza, chief of the martyrs, is the uncle of my father? They replied, It is so. Hussein alayhi salam said,
أنشدكم الله هل تعلمون أن جعفر الطيار في الجنة عمي.
I administer the oath of Allah to you. Do you know that Ja'far, who can fly in paradise, is my uncle? They said, By Allah, yes. Hussein alayhi salam then said,
أنشدكم الله هل تعلمون أن هذا سيف رسول الله أنا متقلده.
I administered the oath of Allah to you. Thus this sword which I have unsheathed and which is now in my hand belonged to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, yes. Hussein alayhi salam then said,
أنشدكم الله هل تعلمون أن هذه عمامة رسول الله أنا لابسها؟
I administer the oath of Allah to you. Is this turban which is now on my head the turban of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They replied, By Allah, yes it is. Hussein alayhi salam then said,
أنشدكم الله هل تعلمون أن عليا كان أول الناس إسلاما وأجزلهم علما وأعظمهم حلما وأنه ولي كل مؤمن ومؤمنة.
I administer the oath of Allah to you. Do you know that Ali alayhi salam is the first man who embraced Islam, whose knowledge was deeper than that of everyone else, and whose forbearance was higher than that of everyone else, and that he is the master of every Muslim man and woman? They replied, By Allah, yes. Hussein alayhi salam then said,
فبما تستحلون دمي وأبي صلوات الله عليه الذائد عن الحوض غدا يذود عنه رجالا كما يذاد البعير الصادر عن الماء ولواء الحمد بيد أبي يوم القيامة.
Then how do you allow yourselves to shed my blood when on the last day my father will be the protector of hosts, who will drive away people from the hose as camels are hushed away from water, and that the standard of praise, liwa'ul hamd, will be in the hands of my father on the day of judgment? They replied, We know all of this, and yet we will not leave you until you taste death and thirst. When the women heard the speech of the imam, they wept and wailed and lamented, slapped their faces, and their voices arose. Imam alayhi salam sent his brother Abbas and his son Ali towards them and said, Make them calm down. By my life, how much wailing they would have in the future.
Now, Amr al-Ma'ruf an-Nahy al-Munkar, in the life of Imam Hussein and in his movement, as I mentioned before, this institution has been very much respected and honored and emphasized upon by all leaders of Islam, the Holy Prophet, the verses of the Holy Quran, Imam Ali alayhi salam. For another example, I just quote one saying from Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى لَمْ يَرْضَ مِنْ أَوْلِيَائِهِ أَنْ يُعْصَى فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُمْ سُكُوتٌ لَا يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَا يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ فَوَجَدْتُ الْقِتَالَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيَّ مِنْ مُعَالَجَةِ الْأَغْلَالِ فِي جَهَنَّمَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like to see His lovers and those who claim that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be silent while He is disobeyed by certain people. And these people do not enjoin people good things and do not forbid from wrong doings. Then he says, I found fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and losing my life is very much easier for me than meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment and go into the fire in Jahannam and be affected by the chains in that fire because of my silence against the crimes and sins committed in the society. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's movement was for the sake of doing this and performing this institution, great institution of Islam. He says, إِنِّي لَمْ أَخْرُجْ أَشَرًا وَلَا بَطَرًا وَلَا مُفْسِدًا وَلَا ظَالِمًا. I did not leave Medina and Mecca. I did not start my movement for the sake of worldly things, for the sake of taking the rule, for the sake of creating corruption in the society, but for the sake of creating reform in the society and for the sake of enjoining people to good things and forbid them from bad things. And then he says, I want to follow the pattern and way of life of my grandfather Rasulullah and my father Ali ibn Abi Talib, as I've quoted Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says, Asiru sirati jaddi wa abi. I want to follow their pattern and their life. Now, it is the duty of those people who claim that they love Imam Hussein and they are followers of Imam Hussein also today not to remain silent against oppression, against sin, against crime, and do their duty in correcting the society and community.